So we're in the spread part of the Raspberry Jam after the talks, and I'm sat here with Claire and Liz, and you're both teachers.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, would you say, are you typical teachers, would you say? You're giving up an evening to come to something like this?
No. What we are forward-thinking teachers.
Oh, good.
We
yeah.
are teachers of the future. We want to drag our pupils into the 21st century and teach them skills in computing, how to get a job in computing.
And do you think that the Raspberry... Do you think that the Raspberry Pi is the vehicle that's going to enthuse? I mean, you seem quite passionate and enthusiastic about this. Do you think the Raspberry Pi is going to have the same effect on your students?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. I think the first thing that my young son did when I took the Raspberry Pi out of the box was go, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, what is that?
Is this because he's used to seeing electronics that are covered in cases?
Definitely. And then we plugged it in and he saw all the writing. He was going, what's going on? Is it broken? And I was, no, Jack.
How old is he?
He's 10.
Oh, it'd be great if he can come to a Raspberry Jam in future.
He asked me if he could come tonight. I went, no, it's for adults.
So, Liz, what's made you come along this evening?
Going to your Hack to the Future, to be honest.
Right.
I was quite intrigued. And then another member of staff who's not even in the IT department has got a Raspberry Pi, has given it to me to borrow.
How dare he?
I know. And is very interested himself, but obviously he has children, so he can't make it. So he's given it to me, and I'm going, I don't know what to do with it.
So do you have a computing background, Liz?
No. I did business information systems.
Right.
But I'd love to get the kids more involved in hands-on stuff, which we've actually just been discussing.
Yeah.
And if you were in a meeting with other teachers, and they were saying, oh, what's all this Raspberry Pi stuff? What kind of things would you be saying to other teachers? I don't get this Raspberry Pi, what it's all about.
I'd just say to them, look, I was exactly the same.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. I didn't get coding or anything. I've had to, like yourself, Alan, had to learn it. And I think me learning from the beginning will enable me to teach children from the beginning, I think.
Brilliant, yeah. This evening we've had like some networking at the beginning, and then we've had the talks. Was there any of those talks in particular you thought might be useful to you? Some ideas to take away?
I think I'm going to be honest, I was just taking it all in because it's the first one I've ever been to, so I'm still too much of a newbie to it at the moment.
Some of it was quite steep, and there was a lot of stuff about interfacing your Raspberry Pi with an Arduino, and I'm sure some people in the room were thinking, I haven't even got my Raspberry Pi plugged into my TV yet. Rambos and beer.
Yeah. Fantastic. I'm going to go home tonight.
And would you be averse to asking some of those people to come into your school and demonstrate these kind of things?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be brilliant. Yeah.
I think hearing about that lad who's just on his A levels.
Oh, Liam Fraser.
Achieved.
Yeah.
What an inspiration.
Yeah. He's not going to be short of a job in the future, is he? But I think that's one of the things about the Raspberry Pi, in a way, it's an enabler. It allows things to happen. Like, it's allowed this event to happen. There was somebody was talking earlier, and they were saying they used to go to computer clubs back in the 80s. Said nobody ever spoke to each other. They just stood there and, like, showed things off. Do you feel that there's a certain vibe going on in the room tonight?
Or? Oh, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
But all like-minded people just want to make a difference.
If you were going to have some hands-on sessions in the future, what kind of things do you think we should feature in hands-on?
I think it depends who you're aiming it at, because like I said, it's not even mine and it's still in the box, and I don't know how to get it going or what to do with it, but like you were saying, once the kids see this little piece of what they think should be inside a computer come out, and a few of the kids have seen it because I had it out in the classroom, they're very enthused and intrigued as to what on earth you could do with that. And when I'm explaining it to them, actually you could do anything you do with a PC, they were amazed.
Well, I had a lesson the other day where I was saying to the children, come on, let's think of some ideas. I say, can you switch it on? We want to see what it looks like. And I hadn't thought about it. I hadn't planned for that. And I said, well, it just looks like any other computer. But they're saying, come on, show us. It was almost like a chant.
Yeah.
We want to see it. We want to see it. So they are intrigued. Well, thank you very much. Thank you both very much for coming. And I hope we see you at future Preston Raspberry Jams. Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks, Liz. Thanks, Claire.